From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Authorities have now brought terrorism-related charges against 30-year-old Faisal Shahzad in connection with a failed Times Square bombing attempt over the weekend. Attorney General Eric Holder, joined by other law enforcement officials, said today Shahzad has been cooperating with authorities, confessing to his role in the incident, which Holder says could have resulted in a large loss of life.
This plot was a very serious attempt. If successful, it could have resulted in a lethal terrorist attack, causing death and destruction in the heart of New York City.
Shahzad, a naturalized U.S. citizen, has confessed to receiving explosives training in Pakistan. He was taken into custody last night as he attempted to flee the country. The charges against him were contained in a criminal complaint filed today in federal court in Manhattan. Officials are hoping calmer seas today will mean more oil can be skimmed from the giant slick in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the Coast Guard has deployed boats from around the country to help with the cleanup.
At Naval Air Station Pensacola, the Coast Guard cutter Oak is getting ready to head to an area close to where the oil is gushing from the Deepwater Horizon accident site. Captain Michael Glander says the Charleston-based crew will use its oil spill recovery equipment for the first time.
The type of oil skimming gear we have is it's called a wear skimmer. If you can imagine a deep dish-shaped object about the size of a truck tire, it sits on the surface of the water, and like a weir or a dam, it allows the very top surface of the water, the oil or the oily water mixture, to fall inside.
Authorities are also dumping chemicals from the air to disperse the oil. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
The former CBS producer who tried to extort money from David Letterman over the TV host's affairs is starting a six-month jail term today. He must also perform 1,000 hours of community service. NPR's Margot Adler has details.
Robert Haldeman, known as Joe, did not speak before he was led from a Manhattan courthouse in handcuffs. He pleaded guilty in March to attempted grand larceny. David Letterman was not in the courtroom to see the ending of the case. Letterman had revealed the blackmail plot and the affair before prosecutors went public with the case. Letterman also said during a television appearance last week that the whole saga had taken a toll on his personal life. Haldeman admitted he demanded $2 million to keep silent about the affair Letterman was having with a woman in his office. When Letterman told viewers of the affair, it shocked many of them, although it didn't affect the show's popularity. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Investors pulled out of stocks today amid concerns about Greece's growing debt crisis. Mark Vittner is an economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
Sales overseas have been pretty strong. Our exports have been relatively solid, and earnings from overseas have been real strong. And it's helped propel Wall Street over the last year. Well, if the global economy is going to slow, and it looks increasingly likely that it will, that's not good news for Wall Street.
Dow fell 225 points. This is NPR. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is saying today his country does not fear sanctions. Ahmadinejad said that sanctions cannot stop the Iranian nation, and his country can withstand any pressure from the U.S. and its allies over Iran's disputed nuclear program. Speaking in New York today, Ahmadinejad also said his country has no intention of withdrawing from the current nuclear nonproliferation treaty, as North Korea has done. New research shows young teen boys who do not get enough sleep increase their risk of gaining too much weight. NPR's April Fulton has more.
Scientists have said for years that inadequate sleep in young children and adults increases their risk for significant weight gain. But there have been few studies looking at teens' weight and sleep. Researcher Leslie Lytle and colleagues at the Seattle Children's Research Institute studied hundreds of teens for the past 2 years. What they found was that middle school-aged boys who got less sleep had more body fat and were more likely to be overweight than those who slept longer. For girls of the same age, sleep had little effect on weight. Lytle says the reason may be evolution. Girls may be better equipped to respond to environmental stress, like sleep deprivation. The findings are being presented at the Pediatric Academic Societies meeting in Vancouver. April Fulton, NPR News.
Federal safety investigators have put together a series of recommendations after taking a look at the now famous water landing of a U.S. Airways jet on the Hudson River. The agency says there should be specific procedures for pilots to follow when they lose both engines at low altitudes. Retired pilot Sully Sullenberg was able to land the jet on the Hudson with no major injuries or loss of life. The plane lost its engine after hitting a flock of birds. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.